Bonfield's mayor Randall McLaren joked that after 2 years without a Canada Day celebration, the township may be a little rusty on the planning, but judging from the full day of festivities, that rust shook off just fine. Of course, there will be a parade departing from Blue Sea Road, Development Road, and the Gagnon Street intersection, also known as the Four Corners, for those in the know. The parade assembles at 10:30 a.m. and departs at 11 o'clock. Expect floats of all variety, antique cars, bicycles and horses. There's still time to register if you would like to participate in the parade yourself. Just call the township office at 705-776-2641. The parade is certainly a highlight, but what about a magic show? Bonfield has you covered, as the magic of Kristoff is set to captivate and perhaps even enthrall audiences young and old with a live show beginning at 7 p.m. Between the parade and the magic, Bonfield has filled the day with family-friendly events. At noon there is the Mayor and Council Barbecue and Cake event, the Bonfield Public Library is hosting a story walk, and the Bonfield and District Lions Club is putting on some children's games as well. The Lions Club is also opening the caboose for tours and will be selling ice cream treats for a dollar. The proceeds from the treats will go to maintaining the caboose. A duck race is also planned, where you can buy a duck for $5 and all profits help support the community nonprofit seniors housing in Bonfield. Get your ducks at Kess Alliance, Raleigh's Pit Stop or Mr. D's Convenience Store. Perhaps you'll be the lucky winner of the $250 top prize. Throughout the day there will be live music as well. The Gagnon brothers, Rick and Al, will perform, as will Junior Oberton and Friends. Lest we forget the Hurricanes, Ghost Rider, and Don and Friends will also provide some music for the masses. Bonita plays from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and after that, Junior Oberton fires it up again, this time without the Friends. So, what about those hyped alligators? Bonfield's own reptile adventure camp is setting up from noon until 5 p.m., and camp owner Steve Featherstone mentioned there will be alligators, we'll bring a couple smaller guys. There will be reptiles aplenty, and people are welcome to visit and say hello to the snakes, lizards, and gators throughout the afternoon. Featherstone and staff will be there, so you'll be in great hands. For those who are a bit leery of the reptiles, they're off on the island, Mayor McLaren reassured. It's a separate entity, you have to cross a bridge to get to it. So, if you're afraid of a gator or a boa constrictor, have no fear, the bridge will be your buffer. Everything is centrally located at Kaibiskong Park, the mayor explained. Including the fireworks, which have always been well received here. Those begin to launch at dusk. Mayor McLaren looks forward to getting the community reacquainted again after 2 years without a celebration. We're going to see those people that sometimes you only see once a year at events like this, which will make this Canada Day all the more memorable. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.